United SWR.
Indeed, I am from KDNT on Statewide 1. Indeed, I am from KDNT on Statewide 1. Louis Echo November Tango clear.
KCA, this is that
KCA, KGL monitoring, yeah. Speak wide, if you want to. KCA, KGL mobile.
Good morning, this is NAPWM, up north in Mayo.
KCA, KGL monitoring.
Yeah, CQ, CQ, this is W8VIJ, Waterford, Michigan. Calling CQ, and by free calls.
KJO, Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar, sitting here in Pontiac, Michigan.
Yeah, is your name Tom? I'm trying to read the screen here, over.
Affirmative, Tango Oscar Mike, Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar.
Yeah, okay, thanks for coming back to me. It's very seldom I catch anybody, so I'm over in Waterford, southwest corner of it. Sound good into this repeater, talking to the Novi repeater. Is that the one you're on, over?
Negative. I'm cheating. I'm going through an open spot via LTE modem and Brandmeister, so I'm actually on Talk Group 3161.
Yeah, very good. Okay, yeah, I forgot all about that. Most people start using these hotspots because of the there's just nothing available for them to reach over the air, which is okay. I don't have one of those. I'm simply not going to invest any more money into this at all. Just don't. Unfortunately, we do not have the activity on these frequencies, and I don't believe that I'm going to find one particular area to find everybody. In one area versus the other, I'm just not spending money. In fact, I may end up selling all my DL numbers soon. I've been waiting a couple of years, but I think this is going to be a 25-minute decision.
I've been getting on DMR a little bit more. Like I said, with the old spot, I go to the East Coast Reflector, which is 312-9973, and I do that every so often, along with the other top groups, 3100, 9193. So I just got back into DMR with the open spot and the modem. There's a lot of, there's quite a few people out there. Talk Group 51 is, their archive is pretty active, and they just opened up another repeater on the website over there by Grand Rapids.
Yeah, and that's a good thing. I encourage people to do that. Again, you have to invest money in an open spot, which I'm not going to do. So just, you know, we have some open, over-the-air repeaters that are really good, but, one of the guys moved down to Southeast Florida, and I don't think anybody's really maintaining it. He's off the Internet, and when he was on, he'd lose the Internet. We used to be able to get on there, talk to Southeast Florida, and all the people down there, they're really nice. And I can get on an East Coast Reflector through Echolink on my phone. I've been on that before, which is a nice system. And, I'm trying to think. One of the repeaters down there in Detroit used to have the Michigan MI, not this one here, but it's an MI, I forgot the number, where they would have Tech Talk on it. And I missed that because I think it's WACMC's repeater in Detroit, has not been on the Internet for, I'd say, almost a year. Over.
Yeah, that's pollen gene. And, I think something happened where it dropped off. We got the Detroit Tower, we got the one in Mount Clemens, got the one in Novi, I think those are the three. And there's quite a few operators and go to the FBI network that they're usually on digital also. And I just got back into it probably earlier this year. And been playing around with it. You know, so I got my open spot. I got another operator. And I couldn't use it at home, but then I invested in a $50 LTE modem. I already had a phone chip for it, so that's all I'm on it now. And I bounce all over the place, you know, with my travels. So sometimes I go on USA Bridge, the TechNet, 31266, that one's really cool, too. They have TechNet on that, and I think they're going to start doing contesting on that one.
WATIG, that's the one I'm talking about for sure. And, yeah, DMR has its limitations, especially over there. And unless the individual's antenna is up way up, it doesn't have much coverage. You're either, you know, you're either in or you're out of the system. And unfortunately, it only has two time slots. And I would say this is the only repeater that only has maybe a couple of talk groups within a time slot. The rest of them try to stuff all these time talk groups in a time slot. So, you know, if you're sharing the same one, you try to use the other to get bonked out, which, to me, I think they should limit. I mean, if I had it, I would limit it to probably just two, especially the more popular ones, but I don't know anything. So the WHCLN network is a tried and tested system. It's the only one that is really, really good for the state. And operates, and people, they take care of it if something goes down or it's been taken care of. A lot of these other people own these repeaters. K9 DPD used to have one in Detroit. I don't know what happened to it. It's been off the air for a year. I'm not sure if he went to DMRS or what, but that was a good repeater, and that's where I got into the MI check group, but he hasn't been on. Back to you, Tom.
Yeah, I don't know who owns what and where. No, there's a couple of them that have dropped out. I've looked on the MI5 network, and it says that it has been active for a while or it's not linked. WATMC was one of them that was on MI5, and they lost connection to it, but I think it was something with the network itself that he was having issues with, and that's how he dropped off. I talked to him earlier, probably about three months ago. I happened to catch him on UHF, he was out there. But yeah, I mean, DMR comes and it goes, and all depends on where you're at. I like the MI5 network. There's a lot of people out there. I talked to people from NST. I talked to somebody north this morning. So they're out there. Just got to find them.
Yeah, unfortunately, I probably try to reach people during the
pleasant conversation. And 73 to you, glad you had your walk. WBIG, 73 from KCA, KJO, and Mobile.
WBAGUN, this is W8PH. WBAGUN, this is W8PH. Enough you've heard, W8PH is quit.
W8PH, WBAGUN.
WBAGUN, this is W8PH. WB8GUN, this is W8PH, you copy? Nothing heard, W8PH is clear.
Paul Vatner, where are you?
Hello.
What are you doing bumping the repeater? N-A-K-E-P-P. What up, old man?
Hey, Wally, it's Paul. You're coming in loud and clear.
Of course I am. I got a Motorola XPR and I'm going across the radio waves. I'm doing it the way ham radio is supposed to be.
Ah, I see. Idiot guilty.
How you doing today? Happy New Year. Hope all is well.
Yeah, same deal.
It could flash back a few years and spend the night in an ambulance like we used to. Protecting and serving.
Yeah, but we had a heck of a lot of fun.
It wasn't our fault they were intoxicated.
Nope. I'll huffing like a drunk kid on slow gin, puking their guts out.
For some reason, I'm catching every other word, and I don't know what that's about. Are you on a radio, or are you on a node?
No, I'm on a handheld, driving along. So, I'll probably let you go. You know, from my previous stroke, I had to kind of watch myself. My depth perception is not good.
Very good. All right, sir, take care of yourselves. Happy New Year, and drive careful. KD8PL from NAKPP, CFL.
WBAG1, WBAG1, this is W8PH. Nothing heard, W8PH is clear.
KP8PVV Mobile, monitoring statewide, Boston Bay County.
KC8KJO, monitoring 51.
KC8KJO, K8DIY, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, this is Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar, KC8KJO, name is Tom, Tango Oscar Mike.
Hi Tom, it's Gordon, Kilo 8, Del Sandy Yankee. How's your Tuesday afternoon going? I'm just out for a little drive around town. We've got a snow rain mix coming down here.
Oh, I have snow and rain mix here. I'm just waiting until probably about another hour, and then I'm going to kick off out of work and go home. I work till 18:30, but, you know, it's kind of quiet out there. And being the on-call technician, I don't want to get halfway home to be called, turn around, and go back out again.
Yeah, I hear you there. That's Mervina, is you get a call right at the end of the day. It's usually when my the people that I support like to give me a call. It's 4:30 p.m. on a Friday, just before the weekend.
Yeah, I'd like to do that around here also. You know, but I deal with alarm systems, fire alarms, cameras, access control systems. Mostly bird alarms come in on the afternoon shift or on the evening shift. Somebody can't set their alarms. I got to go over held over high water to get to the place.
Oh man, that's got to be aggravating. I know that seems to usually be when access control for the systems I support mess up is either on the weekends or the middle of the night. It can't just be during business hours. That'd be too convenient.
Yeah, that's how it usually goes. The only time I do access control is an emergency if it has to do with a government or aviation account. You know, then I'll rush out, take care of that. But besides that, everybody else can wait.
Yeah, it was, what was it, Sunday, I think. One of my users emailed me in the morning and said they're The call-up monitor for the access control wasn't working. They weren't able to change camera views. So luckily, I was able to walk them through rebooting the control station over the phone, and they fixed it themselves. So that saved me a trip to the air.
What kind of access system was it? Lost you there, Gordon. Is it one of those complex access systems, or is it one of those run-of-the-mills out of the box? Did I lose you, Gordon? I think I lost you. KCKJL standing by.
I might have lost my hotspot again, just kind of cruising around town, and I forget sometimes that the hotspot doesn't see so well through hills or trees or houses.
Yeah, I'm sitting on top of a hill here in Auburn Hills over by Great Lakes Crossing, and I was on the repeater, but I just jumped over to my hotspot. No, I was asking you what type of access system was it. You got a brand or anything, or can you say it?
Roger, yeah. I believe a Simplex is the company that put it in. Simplex, Pelco. I know Pelco did the camera system originally, and one of the engineers one of the people that originally supported it, his name was Lee Tate. Not sure if that name rings a bell with you or not.
No, not from the west side. So it sounds like it's a Pelco system, but the access is probably S2. Sounds like it's an S2 system with an old Thorn. From what it sounds like, the Simplex did Thorn back in the late 90s, early 2000s, and then they also did S2, and then the Thorns got converted over to, depending on the site, ProLodge.
Oh, Roger, that. Somewhere I've got pictures of the main board where the PLC and all of its accessories live. I'll have to see if there's any brand names on there. We were going through a cabinet and came across the original blueprints from it. Pretty impressive layout, and I guess that says something that if it's been working for 30-plus years, that it was well done in the first place.
More than likely a door alarm tripped the PLC, which tripped a relay, which was an input on the health system for the camera to call up. That's probably what happened. Sometimes you can reset the PLCs. Yeah, Simplex is my sister company, by the way.
Yeah, it would have been, the call-up cameras are tied into the intercom system. This is at a county jail, so when somebody hits an intercom, the alarm on the control panel, and then they'll, tap on the button to answer that intercom, and the camera for that door or that area comes up automatically.
That sounds like an old iPhone. Yeah, I got some old technology out there from 1998 that's still rolling around and still in it. Slowly dying it, so we got to get it converted. But besides that, it's been out there since the late 90s, early 2000s. Can't get the boards, and you can't get some of the parts. I don't mess with those jail cell locks. Those are 120 volts. Those got some big solenoids in them. Hey, KGO, back on the air. Lost my open spot there for a second. KGO monitoring 31261 on Brandmeister.
KF8 BLX monitoring statewide 1.
NAPZG listening on statewide 1. NAPZG out.